history. And we are made up, well, we're, you know, a lot of land and not a lot of people. Unfortunately, we don't have the votes in Lincoln to represent us accordingly. So we're tend to be outvoted in rural Nebraska on issues. And so it really takes a strong voice, someone that understands the history, kind of knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak, you right. know, going back. And I am determined that we will not be dismissed in the 43rd District, that we will be continue to be represented well, and really am prepared to go advocate for those issues that impact all of our lives, agriculture, education. Our students deserve the same amount of school funding. Our students are just as important out here in the 43rd District as those in Lincoln and Omaha and Eastern Nebraska districts. And so I'm gonna fight for those things and be sure that the 43rd District is respected.
Well, since we talked about, you guys brought up property taxes, might as well start there. Nobody's thinking about that these days, about all the different things going on with taxes. Of course, the governor has a big plan to reduce property taxes by 40%. Tony, give me your comments about your thoughts on property taxes, what the state of Nebraska should or shouldn't be doing about that situation.
Well, when it comes to property taxes, people always want to talk to me about the landowners. And I've been traveling around for six or eight weeks now, and I haven't met a landowner yet. Because the problem in the state of Nebraska is we don't own anything. We may have been on that place for generations, and we may not owe the bank a mortgage, but we still don't own it because we're not in complete control of it. And so we've got to go down to the county courthouse once or twice a year and pay those property taxes. So do you really own something? So when someone wants to talk to me about property taxes, the first thing that always comes into my mind is a word, and it's called liberty. You know, our founding fathers had three things that they felt like God had given us: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you go back and look at it, Thomas Jefferson had really taken from John Locke the fact that pursuit of happiness is also property. And until we can own our property, until we can own it, it's mine. I purchased it, I settled it, whatever I did for it to get it. It's just kind of a moot point. When people talk about property rights, they always talk about property rights. And I think to myself, well, you don't have any property rights because you don't own any property. And so we really, when we view property taxes, first of all, we look at, do we own anything? And so we're very much, people ask me, well, what do you think about the Epic tax? That's the first thing. When I think about the Epic tax option, I think about the fact that, yeah, I can own something. I can own it. I can pass it down to my children. They can own it. We can begin to generate wealth as a family, and that's the. There's a lot of formulas that people have put out. You know, TIOSA formula and all those things. And when I look at things like that, it's kind of like going up to Deadwood and sitting down and at the card table. And it seems like every once in a while they just reshuffle the cards. And it's a different dealer. We got a different dealer. It's a different governor. It's a different legislature. But the deck always gets dealt out the same way, and it's because the House always holds the aces to themselves. And so we've got to stop just changing the dealer. We've got to make sure that, and the fact that we don't have as many votes in the legislature tells me that the people need to stand up and say enough's enough, and there's an option out there. So that's when I really think about things like that is on the liberty side of it. And then to go forward, is there an option? Is there something out there? Yeah, there is an option, and we can look at it and work on those things. So, our founding fathers had it. They built the greatest nation on the planet with the formula, and that's that God had given you life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. And so that's where we start with that. That's our starting reference point.
Okay, we're going to come back around and talk more about the Epic option tax, but Tanya, your comments on the governor's proposed a 40% property tax reduction, what are your thoughts about property tax relief?
Yeah, it continues to be the number one issue. I think we're all keenly aware of that, and it is the governor's tax plan. Have been asked about that, you know, and have told people I'm not going to get too concerned about it until the last vote's taken, quite honestly, because that thing has been so fluid and they're still debating that as we speak. His goal of a 40% tax reduction is really based on that three-legged stool concept and how out of whack that is. And so the 40%, it didn't really just come out of the air. It really is, that's the, about the percent that property taxes are overburdened in the state of Nebraska compared to sales and income tax. So I appreciate him setting that really lofty, not lofty, but strong goal of reducing taxes to that extent. I would say that, you know, I hear people say, well, we just haven't received any property tax relief. And I do push back a little bit because, you know, we're just, as most people are, finishing up your taxes, your end of the year taxes. And what was passed about 3 years ago with the income tax credit is making a difference. It's not glamorous. It's not a headline grabber. But that's actually how it got passed, because it was not as controversial in the way that that was passed, being through the income tax rebate. On our taxes, and I've spoke with several other people, when you apply for that income tax rebate based on the taxes you pay into your school districts, in addition to the property tax credit program, that's moving the taxes by about 30%. That's about a 30% reduction for people right now off of their property tax bill. So that's huge. It's working. And so honestly, I would really like us to continue to fund that and stay with what is working. And we've seen evidence that it is working. You know, in terms of the EPIC tax, you know, obviously a lot of people got very interested when they heard, hey, eliminate property income and corporate, and a lot of, you know, they stopped listening and they said, sign me up. I would love that plan. But at the end of the day, we